In this week's episode of the Working With Podcast, I answer a question about work and personal tasks. Hello and welcome to episode 26 of my Working With Podcast. A podcast created to answer all your questions about productivity, GTD, time management, self-development, and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin, and I am your host for this show. This week, I have a fantastic question about dealing with work and personal tasks, and whether or not these should be treated differently. It's a question I am frequently asked on my YouTube channel about your Digital Life 2.0 system, and so I thought this podcast would be a great place to answer the question. Before we get into this question, though, I want to let you guys know I have just launched a brand new free beginner's guide. This online course is a little under 1 hour long and is an update to my other free beginner's guide on getting yourself better organized and more productive. This new course gives you the building blocks for building your very own productivity system. Now, it's just an outline, but it is packed full of useful tips and tricks. So, if you're new to productivity and time management, or even if you're still an old hand and just want to build your very own system, then this course should really help you to start off with the right tools and the right mindset. The link to the course is in the show notes for you. Oh, and one more thing. This new course is the start of a new project for me, Project 1 Million. This is all about helping 1 million people by the year 2020 to find the benefits of becoming better at time management and becoming more productive so they can enjoy their lives stress-free, with better health and better relationships with the people that really matter to them. More details of this project will be coming out over the next few weeks, but if you like what I do, then please share this podcast, my blog posts, my videos, and all the other content I produce with as many people as you can, so together we can help the people in our lives discover the amazing benefits of getting organized. Okay, enough of my preamble. Now it is time for me to hand you over to the Mystery Podcast voice for this week's question.
This week's question comes from Joshua, and Joshua asks, do you separate your work tasks from your personal tasks, or do you treat all tasks the same?
Thank you very much, Joshua, for the question. Now, this question is often asked of me, and I can answer it simply. I treat all tasks the same. To me, a task is a task and just needs doing. It does not matter whether it is a work task or a personal task. Many years ago, I did try and separate the different tasks. And a few years ago, it was actually quite easy to separate work and personal tasks because I worked in an office with set hours and my mobile phone had no email. But then came along the iPhone and other smartphones, and now email is with me and you 24 hours a day, and my clients and students don't think twice about messaging me late in the evening to let me know about a meeting reschedule or asking me to check something. This meant that it became very impractical to try and separate the two types of tasks. So I just decided to treat all tasks the same. If a task needs doing and I have the right device or tool with me, then I just get it done. This has meant that I have less decisions to make overall. The only decision I need to make now is what can I do next based on where I am, who I am with, or what tools I have with me. I no longer need to think whether I am in work mode or personal mode. All modes are the same. An example of this was last week. Usually I take Friday nights off and just relax in front of the TV. But I was going away on a trip last weekend, so around 10 p.m. I sat down at my computer and did a couple of hours work. Because I no longer distinguish between work and personal time, I had the freedom to just get on with some work. It meant I was not stressed at all on Friday. I was not rushing to get my work finished before 6 p.m. I just had a normal day and decided I would do some of my work tasks after I'd had dinner and watched a little TV. And that's the problem with drawing hard lines between your work life and your personal life. It just causes unnecessary stress. Of course, you do need to maintain some balance, but when you try and only do your work tasks Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and only do personal tasks in the evening and at weekends, something is going to break. You have no flexibility. And when you have no flexibility, your stress levels will increase and you will start missing deadlines on important work, or you will not achieve the quality you want to achieve. Work-related issues will be on your mind on a Sunday evening, but because of your strict lines, you will not allow yourself to do anything about it. That, to me, is avoidable stress. If something's on your mind and you have the time and are in the right place with the right tool, then just get it done. Don't worry yourself about when you are doing it. Just get it done. It's a lot less stressful to think like that rather than trying to erect unnatural barriers. Now, if you have a free Sunday evening and there's nothing else to do, why not start doing some of those work-related tasks? Same works for Friday afternoon in the office. If you have all your work done and there's a few things you want to buy online, then just go ahead and place those orders. These are tasks on your to-do list anyway, and it really shouldn't matter when you get them done. The only thing that matters is you get them done. Sometimes we overcomplicate things when we put up unnecessary barriers. I know it always sounds great when people tell us they don't do anything related to their work after 6 p.m. or at weekends. The thing is, the effort required to not think about or do anything related to our work at home, or not do anything related to our personal lives at work, just doesn't seem worth it to me. There are times when I will just shut off the work tasks, of course. For example, when going away on holiday, I remove the dates from my work tasks in my to-do list manager so they do not show up in my daily list. But as I run my own business, I do need to keep an eye on my email in case there are any emergencies brewing or I need to reply to a client. But on the whole, I do not separate anything in my daily list. Personal and business routines are all in the same project folder called routines. And my areas of focus projects are a mix of personal and business projects. These are just placeholders anyway, so as the tasks I want to complete on certain days will come up in my daily list as and when they're due to be done. If you really think about it, tasks naturally fall into place. Your work tasks are generally tasks that can only be done during the so-called office hours or in the office, and your personal tasks can only be done when you're at home or in the evening. This means there really is nothing to be too worried about when you place your where you place your routine tasks. As long as you are dating things appropriately and getting tasks done when they should be done, that's all that matters. You are getting the work done. A lot of time when I'm asked this question, it is in relation to my routines folder in my to-do list manager. In my Your Digital Life 2.0 book and online course, I advocate that you take all those routine tasks that you just have to be done, but do not take your life further forward or help in any way towards achieving your goal. Things like take out the garbage or update the weekly sales report, and put them in a folder called routines. And inside that folder, create three sub-projects called daily, weekly, and monthly, and put all those routines in their relevant folder. This way you can remove those tasks from your daily list when you are focused on your work and only see them when you need to see them. The reason for doing this is because when you look at most people's to-do lists, they are a mix of work and personal tasks anyway, important and not important tasks, and as most people tend to pick and choose what tasks to complete based on their mood, they end up doing tasks that are not taking their lives further forward or doing anything to achieve their goals. It is far better to see a list of tasks that need doing and are going to take your life further forward and focus you in on the work that really matters. Once you have the important tasks done for the day, then you can go into your routines and work on doing the routines that need doing today. So there you have it. That's why I do not keep my work and personal tasks separate. If a task needs doing, it needs doing, and I do not discriminate between work and personal. All tasks are created equal in my mind. Thank you again for your question, Joshua. I hope this answers your question. It just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.